Hi, thank you for contacting customer support. This is Laquana speaking. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, 60613.
I do thank you for that. And may I please have the first and last name?
Yes, Karen H. McManus, McManus.
I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
Yes, it's 817 West Hutchinson Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60613.
I do. Thank you for that. Okay, and I did locate an account for the Wi-Fi booster. And
yes.
I show that this account was previously canceled. How may I assist you?
Well, here's the thing. I have been charged $150. I did not agree to, I just was interested in the Wi-Fi booster. And I did not agree to anything else, and I've been charged. I've not used the service, and I would like to be refunded for these amounts because I'm not taking, you know, I didn't plan on a service. I just, you know, it, you know, that was not clear to me, and I would like to have it refunded because I'm not taking advantage of it. I'm not using the service, and therefore I'm being charged for something that I don't use. And that's why I'm calling.
Yes,
to have that refund.
Okay, well, being that prior to you submitting your payment, we do provide you with the terms and conditions, we wouldn't be able to process a refund on the entire account. And also being that it is something that's billed to you monthly, we give you 30 days between each billing cycle for you to contact us before we charge your account again. Now, I do show that the previous representative did offer you a 50% refund. What I can do is I can process a full refund back on that most recent charge, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
All right. I will take that. And how do I know I will not be charged again?
You'll receive an email letting you know that your account is canceled, as well as an email letting you know that it has been fully refunded. And as you know, an email, it is a legal document, so if the company charges you again, they can get sued.
Right, and I just want you to know that I did this because I got an ad through T-Mobile, and I've spoken to them at their upper levels about the fraudulent type of mail those are, that it's a hook, and that it's because T-Mobile's their logo is on it. It legitimizes something that I've found not to be to my, that I think is a fair consumer practice, because the only reason somebody purchases it because they got a little deal, they weren't reading the fine print most likely. And I'm, you know, so I'm alerting them to that as part of a fraudulent practice that they shouldn't have their name on. I just, you know, I have to tell you that because this is funny business. And, you know, and I lose money doing business with you. And I'm not the only one. So I'm sorry that you have a job like this, but I, you know, just want you to know that if I have any more issues, I'm going to prosecute this to the fullest extent that is possible. So I do hope that you make sure that everything is removed of mine from this company.
Yes, ma'am. I processed the refund, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days, and I've also sent you an email confirming that. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I think you should work for a better company than this, is what I think. That's my recommendation to you. Because
I respect your opinion.
Something, you know, I just think there are better jobs out there for you than this kind of work. And I will be letting T-Mobile know, and I will be in lengthy conversations with them regarding this company in particular and that whole process.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do.
And what is the name of your company? What is the name of your company, by the way?
Well,
I can't tell.
Well,
what is the name of your?
It's called Perfect Discount.
Because there's none of that shows up anywhere.
Yes,
so,
ma'am. The name that's on your statement is the merchant's name.
Okay, so that's fraudulent.
That's not
so
fraudulent.
What is,
all
what
companies
is,
hire
is,
merchants to charge the consumer's debit or credit
what
card.
Is, so
that's
what
why
is
your
your
financial
address?
Institution will tell you to contact the merchant first.
So what
but
is the name of
the
your
company,
address? What is your address? Can I have your address, please?
Well, we're just the fulfillment center for the company.
Okay,
the
what
company
is your address?
Is located overseas. We don't provide our address.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay. So that's one more thing. Perfect Discount. That's one more thing I have to let T-Mobile know. Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I thank you for your help. And
yes,
I just,
ma'am.
I'm sorry for your job. Okay. And T-Mobile will be fully alerted, and who I don't know who else is using your service, but this is most likely an Asian scam. So, okay. All right. But thank you, Laquana. I appreciate what your help right now. And I will, did you already send me the email? I have not checked my email while I was on the phone with you.
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay. All right. I will, do you mind holding on so I can see that I got it?
If you didn't receive it, it can take a couple minutes for you to receive it.
Yeah, we'll just check right now, if you don't mind. Yes, I did receive it. Okay. So I appreciate that.
Okay, well, I
do
thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.